Good morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. This week is Thanksgiving, and the jolt of hope I want to help you with this week is about Thanksgiving. And I have found a scripture in 2 Corinthians 8, 13 through 15, and I want to share that with you. It says this: "Our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but that there might be equality. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn their plenty will supply what you need. The goal is equality, as it is written. The one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little." Paul is urging the church towards generosity because there is a church in need. And so this church that is in need is the mother church that helps build all these other churches in Paul's ministry. And so he's asking the churches that were built from that mother church that there now is the time to give back to that church because it is poor. And so this mother church gave to the other churches to get it started and so that they may live, and now these churches must give back so that church may live. And thus is the rhythm of giving and generosity. So there's five arguments Paul kind of gives to them throughout this chapter. And this is something I want you to take with you because it is more important than ever for us to understand what generosity means as people of faith and how we are supposed to help others and care for others in our society. So here are the five ways Paul urges them towards generosity. He says, first, the example of others. And he's basically talking about those who are poor give to the poor because they understand what poverty is like. Sometimes it's not even those that have much that give generously, but those who are poor who don't have enough often give more generously than those who have too much. So he points to that. Then he points to Jesus. He says, Jesus is this example of what it means to be generous in spirit and giving of your body, because Jesus came from heaven, decided to give up that place in heaven to be in human form, to understand us and what we go through. That is generosity. And if that generosity does not move you to have radical generosity also, Paul says, I don't know what will. Three, he says, think about the past generosity you've given. You have given much of yourself in the past, so you could do it once again. It's encouraging the fact that this happens time and time again, and you can do it. Number four, he says, put up or shut up, basically. Or put money where your mouth is, because we could talk and wax eloquently all day long about this needs to happen or this needs to be fixed. But until we start putting our money where our heart is, it means nothing. And number five, he basically talks about to give so that when you are in need, you may receive also. That's kind of the rhythm. And that's what says at the end of this scripture. It says, the one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. Because in that scripture, it's referring back to the Old Testament when manna fell from heaven, and some people tried to store up more for themselves, but it disintegrated after a couple days. God is saying there is more than enough to go around. We just have to be willing to give it to one another. So this Thanksgiving, as we remember the first Thanksgiving between the Pilgrims and the Native Americans, that the Native Americans gave generously to the Pilgrims when they were experiencing scarcity during the winter, that they celebrated together and came together and gave each other food and fed each other out of goodness and generosity towards one another. We could think about all the things we're thankful for, but this week, one of the other things I want you to think about is, how can you continue to be a part of that radical generosity that Christ has, that Christ taught us, that showed up at the first Thanksgiving through the Native Americans, and continues to show up through the church today? How are the ways that you could continue to live generously, that in order for others to live? Have a great week.